Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder of the Technical Traders website, which I will post a link below this interview. Chris, let's start off by talking about U.S. equity markets. They are going through a little bit of a bounce. About 3 weeks ago, right after Christmas, that's when the market started to rebound. And curiously for the S&P, it came right off of that 200-week moving average. The question now is, how much higher can this bounce go? Or even more importantly, is this bounce going to peter out very soon and set up another lower high? What's your general thoughts and outlook here?
Yeah, sure, Corey. Well, you know, looking at the markets, 2018, pretty tough year overall in equities. It was pickled with some huge rallies and more significant sell-offs. And I think 2019 is going to be similar, but I think instead of a sideways trading year like 2018, I feel as though this year is going to end up on a much lower note. And I think we could be in a full-blown bear market come the end of 2019. And if you look at the charts focusing on the monthly outlook, the monthly charts, December 31st was, you know, the end of the year. And we saw on the monthly basis some major indexes closing to significant lows below the February lows of 2008, which to me means we are more or less in a bear market. And the S&P 500 closed below this level. The Russell 2000 closed below it. The Dow closed pretty much right at it, really just a hair below it. And then the NASDAQ has been able to hold its ground. And to me, looking forward over the next couple months, I have a feeling we're going to just see the market trade sideways to slightly higher. We might see a 5 or 8% rally from here. But overall, I feel as though within a six-month window, we should see the equities markets breaking to new multi-year lows and to continue what I think is the bear market that has just started.
So what it sounds like is we might get a little bit of calm here for a short period of time, which I think you can very much expect because of how volatile and crazy everything has been. But then you're seeing a break even lower. So breaking some of those recent lows that we put in just in December. Hey, any idea of other levels we can be watching for in terms of how low it could go on, say, the SPX?
So if we're looking at the S&P 500, you know, based on the last move that we've had here, a lot of it's going to have to is going to come into play to where the market tops out over the next month or three, because that kind of will allow us to kind of gauge where that momentum has to start from. But at this point, if the market was to roll over where we are right now, we're looking at a potential drop all the way in the S&P 500 to 2100, which is, you know, 470 points away from where we are right now. So there's potential for another significant drop to the downside. That would be really, you know, that I think would confirm with everyone that we are in a bear market. Usually the masses kind of follow suit later. To me, we are now more or less in a bear market, but people don't want to believe it. And until we have this first real leg down to the 2100 area, that's what's going to trigger the mindset for the masses. And then we'll just see people unwinding positions, you know, for several months after that. Bear markets usually last around 8 to 10 months. So, you know, we could be in a bear market territory or trending conditions, you know, right into 2020.
Do you see a fall, say, down to that 2100 level being a plummet type of fall, or do you see it being a grinding lower type of move?
I do fear that it's going to be a plummet. I the way the markets have moved in the last couple of years, where we get these major bouts of selling that the market just collapses. We just don't have the liquidity in the markets that we used to. So when things start to fall, they just completely collapse. My fear is the big money investors, I think a lot of people learned some pretty good lessons in 2007, 2008 crash. And I think the big players don't want to be left holding the bag. And I think people are more antsy to just dump whatever they have at market and force prices down. So I am worried that at any day we could just get this collapse in price that if you're not in position, you miss the whole drop. Ideally, I would love to see two or three more sideways bars on the monthly chart, just kind of drifting slowly higher. and then start to see price rotate and sell off. I'd like to see the S&P 500 rally somewhere up into the 2680 level. From there, I would be, you know, really excited to get into a net short position to profit from the collapse. But I really hope we don't have a swift drop, because I think the markets still have more upside here before they top out, and for us to kind of unload long positions and start to move into inverse positions.
Okay, so you are looking at potential shorts here, depending on where the market runs to. What about the play that has been working recently, and that's a move into more safe haven assets? Precious metals have been moving higher. Treasuries have been moving higher. Are you playing that end as well?
I like precious metals. I do feel as though precious metals should continue to outperform here. I think the equities market is going to be grinding and trying to hold its ground. And I think there will be some key pockets here where money starts to rotate in a bigger way, like utilities, consumer staples index, and precious metals. And we've seen metals move very nicely to the upside. I think there's more room for gold. I think gold could run all the way up into this 1375 area. I think it'll run into resistance and probably be stuck under there. But over the next 2 or 3 months, that's kind of where I'm expecting gold to go. So we're looking at about a 100-point move from where we are today to the upside in gold, which isn't all that significant. But, you know, it is enough to trade. So,
yeah, plus that 1375 level, that is a very significant level. I know a lot of the more generalist investors that I talk to as well, they are waiting for a break above there to start to ride that trend, because quite frankly, until we get above that 1375, gold has very much just been trading in this longer term range for a number of years. How worried are you, though, about any sort of a liquidity squeeze that generates from a major fall in the U.S. markets, quite like almost a waterfall decline, like we have mentioned earlier?
Yeah, well, I mean, if we have this liquidity crunch and prices start to drop in equities and margin calls kick in, meaning brokers automatically start liquidating any position that are in accounts in order for them to raise capital, we could very easily see, gold, silver miners, you know, take a hit and sell off in a fairly big way. So there is that potential downside. If gold in the grand scheme of things should and could very much so hold its ground and actually rally while the miners actually start to crash. And to me, that would be the more kind of, to me, that's where I think the safest of the havens would be in bonds and gold, because when we do have the market crash, gold can still hold up and actually even rally while gold miners are actually being liquidated. Even though investors do not want to get rid of their gold stocks, they get closed out and sold. So to me, the safest places are going to be like bonds and actual physical bullion, either like a gold-based ETF or physical gold in hand type thing.
All right, we'll wrap it up with that. If anybody wants more information on Chris and his website, The Technical Traders, remember, click that link below this interview. In the meantime, I do have to say, Chris, you are pretty bearish, it sounds like, on U.S. equities, and that could lead to further money flowing into safe havens. But I think for the next little while, we might see a little bit of calm as maybe the markets try to rally still a little bit from where they currently are. Chris, good chatting with you. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure. Take care.